Crystal.
Log Talk Radio.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson. And the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud to.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I am your host, Coda, and we have our lovely and beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene. How are you, Miss Jolene?
Hello, Coldust. I'm doing just fine. How are you today?
I'm always blessed, Jolene, always blessed. And welcome to the show, Pioneer Paula.
Hi, Paula.
Hey, guys. I'm ready for 420.
How you doing, Paula? You're ready.
I'm waiting for 420. Hell yeah, that's about the only time I get to smoke, so I'm ready for it.
Right. Well, we've only got a 30-minute show. We are live at the Bread of Life up here in Lexington, so we're going to get started with our birthdays. It sounds like I've stepped outside and the trash guy's decided he's going to dump the dumpster. Maybe he's going to move. Devin Rosenblatt, I think that's how you say your last name, Devin. He's a badass down in Richmond, Kentucky. He's also a little talented musician, so happy birthday to you, Devin. Eagle's Nest, happy birthday to you folks. Merlin Wilkie, I think that's how she says her last name, happy birthday to you. Andrew Ballinger, happy birthday. And Travis Nanny, happy birthday. And that is my Facebook friends and family birthday. Miss Jolene, do you happen to have any?
No, I don't have any today.
And Pioneer Paula, do you happen to have any birthdays today?
Nope, I sure don't.
Famous birthdays, Ulysses F. Grant, born in 1822, passed away in 1885. He is the 18th U.S. president. The next famous birthday is Casey Kasem. Everybody remembers Casey Kasem, don't you?
Yeah, the countdown, yeah.
Born on this day in 1932 and passed away in 2014. It was like, man, that was a tragedy to lose him.
Mm-hmm.
I always loved American Bandstand. I'll always remember him. American Bandstand?
No, Casey Kasem.
Oh, Casey Kasem. No, he's the
countdown.
Yeah, right. That's the wrong. I've got my guys mixed up. I've been doing that all day, Jolene.
You're talking about Dick Clark.
You need to smoke
pot. Maybe that's what's wrong with me. Yeah, it's something wrong with me because I've been talking to 2-3 different people today, and they're like, "Who?" And they're talking about a different person than I'm talking about, and I'm just totally lost. Today on this day in history, it says 44,977 universe is created according to the Kepler theory for the motion of the planet. So if you're a planet person into the stars or Scientology out there, you know exactly what we're talking about on a day in history today. The question of the day is another good question. On the question of the day, and I'll have to, I don't know, honey. Cannabis seed oil power machinery? And the first person to answer that was, hang on, let me, I should have already got up there on that. I think it was, let's see, the very first person was Jeff Campbell. He said, I read where it can be used. And Jeff also says that it could do so many things for our country, that farming, jobs, products, manufacturing, jobs, medicine, over 5,000 things, it could help build this country. And I think it can save it. Let's put God and hemp back in America, is what Jeff Campbell says. Chuck Malin, he gives us a YouTube video. And if you guys are in the chat box, sorry, I can't see any of you folks. He says, I reckon so, because he shares a video where hemp for fuel 95% cleaner than the gasoline. And John Burenbach, he is with the Hemp Institute people. He says the diesel engine was originally designed to run on vegetable oil, regardless of the source of or the oil. So, yes, and Gatewood even had a car. Don't you like this when they put that in there? And Gatewood even had a car that ran on hemp seed oil. And there was a school bus that was converted to run on vegetable oil. And they drove around the country filling up at fast food places, then sold the vehicle for more than what they paid for it. Miss Jolene, do you agree?
Yes, I do. I agree with what they said, yep.
Pioneer Paula.
Well, yeah.
Did you get to see Gatewood drive around in that vehicle?
No. That was either in 91 or 95, and I didn't actually meet him and start running with him until 99.
Okay.
See, he didn't, that was done between, I think he drove it between Lexington and Louisville, is where they drove it. So they didn't come down end.
Yeah, that's where I'm thinking they drove it to, Paula, from my best memory of from what I can remember the folks saying. So they said probably the best answer is let's ask Henry Ford. How can we ask
exactly.
Henry Ford?
Exactly, because his first car was made out of him. His car
right.
was made out
so,
of him.
So it's like, okay, that great question of the day. Looking forward to what the question of the day is tomorrow. Big shout out to Misty Smith. Big shout out to the Make It Legal people. Paula Pioneer Willett, thank you, Ms. Paula. Carol Ann Cripps, thank you. Melody Gunner, Barbara Wolf, Jared, all the way up there in Seattle, Washington. Thank you so much, Jared, for listening in and thanks and supporting our show. Ann Glover and Miss Sally Bowman and my co-host, Miss Jolene, and the love of my life, Hank,
mm-hmm.
that is up on there listening in. Thank you all. Thank you all so much. Oh, my. Let's see what the weather is. I can tell you it's absolutely a rainy day here. We're almost in downtown Lexington here. I don't believe that. Wow, that's funny. I was trying to pull in Lexington weather, and it took me to Atlanta, Georgia. Let's just all go to Atlanta because the weather in Atlanta is sunny, and it's only 83 down there today. funny. The weather here is 67 and cloudy and raining. Miss Jolene, how is it out in Verna, Utah?
Here it is 57 and sunny.
Oh, wow. You just have some messed up weather out there in Utah, don't you, Jolene?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you never know what's going to be, especially this time of year, springtime. Hell, there's some places that got snow on the mountains last night. They got measurable amounts of snow.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Pioneer Paula, what is it doing in the western part of Kentucky today?
It's partly sunny. It's 78 with a heat index of 89. Ready.
Oh, my. Nice.
So I'll trade you to Jolene.
You got 78?
Oh, any day.
And a heat index of 89.
Wow.
Wow. Awesome. I cannot believe that it is that warm down there. And, I mean, we're in the same state, me and Paula is. I'm just on one different end than Paula is. And here you got a heat index of 80 and 78.
89. Almost 90. Fucking
90
degrees already.
And it's 67 and cold. Well, it's not really cold, but it's 67. Cloudy and raining here in Lexington. Wow.
Well, hopefully the rain's gone.
Well, I've not had a chance to share it. I'm sorry. I got a big shout out for Cheryl McNahan and Tommy Vaughn. Thank you all. Thank you folks so much. I've not had time to share it yet, but Paula had tagged me in them earlier, and we were... what it is the salaries of what these folks make that works at the University of Kentucky. Let's bash the University of Kentucky here.
And the University of Louisville. Some of them was Louisville University, too.
Right. And the University of Louisville. A radiologist, for an example, well, let's just go to pediatrics. The pediatric doctor at the University of Kentucky makes $390,000 a year. $390,000. A plastic surgeon at the University of Kentucky makes $375,000 a year. Radiology makes $374,000 a year. Pathology, they make $362,000 a year. A general surgeon at the University of Kentucky makes $358,182. Is that not insanity? I mean, this is insanity. I want to know, and I want to know what the politicians make. That's what I want to know. I want to know what the state legislators down there at the state capitol makes, you know. Radiologist. Okay, here's your radiologist at the University of Kentucky. They've got their folks. I can name you exactly what doctors are making this kind of money because there's a list of the doctors' names, and I'm hoping I never meet none of these people because, man, I'm probably going to go to jail. Because they're cussed out. You know, they're straight cussed out for me. $420,000. Really? You know, I mean, man. I mean, that orthopedic doctor, $411,000. Wow, here he goes, the sirens, folks.
Well,
the men,
all I know is to get in the medical field. That's the best thing to do.
Well, here's the coach, head football coach. The head football coach makes $400,000 a year. John Calipari, he makes $400,000 a year also. So both of the football coaches, there evidently is two of them, makes $400,000 a year. The reason we're talking about this is because they're talking about raising tuition on the children. You know, I don't think we need to raise the tuition on the children. I think we need to be making some pay cuts.
Exactly.
You know,
that ain't
you know,
happen.
I mean, that, you know, but like I say, I also want to know what our politicians is. How can we, is that not available to the public to where we can know what each politician makes a year?
I don't know. I don't know. It might be on that one of the reports where that other one come from. I don't know.
Well, I think it should be public record. I mean, you know.
I think so, too, because they sure don't earn their money.
I mean, that's my thing, too. I mean, you know, got to start with them. Let's talk about how much they make. I bet you they make at least close to a half of a million a year to sit down at the Capitol and make laws and rules for everybody. You know,
and do nothing.
Absolutely. All they do is make it harder on the people that is out here in the public and things, you know, that's struggling from week to week. You know, it's just not right. All right, we've got 6 minutes before the time. I have no idea about any news. I have no news that I can tell anybody about because I don't know anything about any news. Has anybody seen anything that's on the news that they want to share?
No.
Yes. Trump took all 5 states last night. I will mention that.
All righty, Jolene. That's all right. We, you know, you're not talking about anything you'd like to talk about
that's
on
the
radio.
That's the only news, really, that I've seen, so.
Well, the only other thing that I know is let's send out prayers to the Stanley family. They own the Stanley's. It used to be a gas station, but now it's just a body shop and things where they work on automobiles. Let's send the prayers out to the Stanley family. I was just told earlier that a real dear friend of mine, I mean, man, I guess we've been friends for 40 years, and they just told me that he's had his first battle and round with radiation and things, and so he's eat up with cancer, and It's just absolutely devastating me. Absolutely devastating me. Because, like I say, I mean, I had no idea, you know, that that was happening to him, you know. They actually say that he's not even allowed to leave the house, so. It's like, man,
so
just sad. Never know.
So sad.
Right.
No, you don't.
They said if Governor Bevins does not veto the Senate Bill 245, Real ID Bill today, if he does not veto it, it will become law, I guess, tomorrow.
Yeah, and he's in Germany today.
Oh, wow. How are you in Germany and you ain't signed these bills? I mean, how are you a governor? And you're in Germany, and you know, and you ain't signed the bill. How is that?
I think I saw today where he's in Germany.
You know, before you go to Germany, I think you ought to take care of the business of the people of what's going on in Kentucky. I mean, we don't even know if he signed the budget?
I have no idea.
So why is our governor in Germany today? Do you know? Does anybody know?
A business deal, but I didn't read it.
Oh, you didn't read it, so you don't know?
No, because I can't always see all that little shit.
Oh, wow. Well, if you see that, Paula, send me a link on it. I'd like to know. I really would. Like I said, we've only got a 30-minute show for the next little bit until we get some things straightened out. And we got 3 minutes before it's time to play the song. 3 minutes. You got 3 minutes, Paula. Are you going to get ready?
I'm already ready. I'm waiting.
I want to thank
for the
I want to thank everybody. If there's anybody in the chat box that's listening in, so sorry. I can't see you, and sometimes Jolene can't see you, but thank you, folks. Thank you, folks, out there so much. Thank you for being on the show and listening in and sharing the show. And
I'll go listen to you.
Oh, thank you, Jolene. And sometimes they pop in and pop out of there. So, like I say, thank everybody out there. Let's see. I don't know of any news today because I haven't had time to even check any news out. I guess everything's all well in the damn state. Let's hope.
No, there's nobody in the chat room today.
All right. Thank you, Jolene. How much longer, Miss Jolene, before you get into the state of Colorado?
For a little over a week, I'd say.
Oh, wow, Jolene,
are you excited? Just whenever Jim finishes this job he's on.
Oh, wow. Aren't you excited, though, Jolene?
Well, I mean, you know, I visited so much. It don't matter to me, hell. But I do like being in a legal state. I do like that. For
yeah.
Sure.
Right.
And it's a beautiful state as well, too. It's beautiful. It just takes me a little while to get used to it because it's a much bigger town than where I'm at.
Right. All right, we're down to a minute. We've got a minute, 1 minute left. Like I say, I can't remember. Events. I guess we got anything up. Well, Vessel, the band Vessel. They were at Melonfest. They're going to be Friday night at the Brick Alley. So you've got that, and then you got Paradise. It's also going to be starting up this weekend. So Paradise and Vessel Friday at the Brick Alley. So try to join those folks.
What's
if
the Brick
you're
Alley?
In
is
that
it a bar?
Area.
What is it?
Yeah, the Brick Alley. Yeah, the Brick Alley. Yeah, it's a bar. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's just you know. People may not know that's not from there. I didn't know what it was. I just assumed it was a
bar. Yeah, it's called the Brick Alley. It's on St. Clair Mall there, down there in Frankfort. The whole alley is all brick. You drive on brick, and it's a pretty cool little place. But we're going to have to take a break, folks, because it's that time. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, but it's 4:20 here. By Don Mueller out of Doylestown, Tennessee, and Pat Riley. And we're going to be back in 2 minutes and 26 seconds, and Miss Jolene's going to take us away for that. Woohoo! Puff, puff, pass.
They're getting off of work. I'm getting on my boat. Right now it's happy hour. I'm lighting up a smoke. The world keeps turning, and I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, and 4:20 here. I learned a long time ago, for me, alcohol is not the buzz of my choice. I'll have a smoke while you have a beer. Toast and cheer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4:20 here. Now Willie told me, here's all I know. You can die from stress or learn to let it all go. Lots of state of mind, and atmosphere. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, at 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm living for today. Life is good. Let's toast and cheer.
Yeehaw. Love, love, love that little song. Love that song. What a great song that is. Great song. I see some really cool rocks. I'm a rock fanatic. I like rock. And when I see rocks that are different colors and different shapes and things, it's like, man, I like them rocks. Beautiful rocks.
You know, I do that. I have some rocks that I've collected here and there and then on certain states and stuff. I'm like that, too.
Well, you know, I found out a good way to display them, Jolene, is in a glass jar. Yeah. So all, like, the different colored rocks and, you know, and things, put them in a glass jar.
Mine aren't little pebbles. Mine's nice size rocks. They're pretty big.
Oh well, that's me, Jolene. I'm not as bad as I used to be because I've lost a lot of mine. But, yeah, I've been pretty bad about that also, about gathering big rocks and things.
Yeah, I used to have a lot of different shells, too. Shells.
Yeah, I like shells, too. We've actually only got 6 minutes left in the show, but it is still raining. I'm stuck outside, and I'm going back in, so we're ending the show. Like, yep.
Okay.
I'm ending. Well, yeah, because I got a lot of people that keep coming around me and wanting to talk to me, and it's like they don't realize that I'm on the radio, and and they're used to seeing me all the time in here. So,
and we don't have any songs to play, so...
And we don't have no songs to play, right, because I still haven't got them back up on the board. So, yeah, we're going to go ahead, and that way I can spend some time with these folks here because, I mean, I really love some. I'm getting attached to some of these people. It's like, man, you spend a lot of time around these people, and you get attached to them, you know. But, you know, I mean, they're really nice people, some of them are. But, anyhow, we'll be back tomorrow with another show. Same time. The main thing is that we always hit a song at 4:20. That's why we started this, was to hit a song every day at 4:20. So Everybody have a good evening. God bless. I love you folks. And Miss Jolene's going to take us away.
Mm-hmm. Bye, everybody. See you tomorrow.
Bye. A little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrow and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.